If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
We'd like to take a moment to tell you about our sponsor, Anchor.
Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast.
It's free.
There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer.
Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more.
You can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership.
It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place.
So download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started. Now, let's get to the show.
What's the best way to reduce? Eat plenty or starve yourself?
30 pounds in just 18 weeks, Jenny Craig totally worked.
I love to eat, but overeating made it impossible to lose weight.
My body wants bread, and I'm going to give my body what it wants.
Oh, my God.
So I naturally.
Medical studies prove that overeating is the number one reason for weight gain.
If you need to lose weight, you
really
want to lose weight.
And bring your
weight down another week or so.
Welcome to Fat Camp, a podcast that throws a comedy eye over our societal obsession of diets. Now, a little disclaimer, we are not health experts, but we are fad diet connoisseurs. I'm your host, comedian Grace Mulvey.
And I'm your co-host, Connor Dowling.
Welcome to Fad Camp.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the show. Another episode of Fad Camp for you guys. We've got a really exciting episode for you. But first, me and Grace just want to have a little chat and check in, see how we're getting on. Grace, yes. What's been going on?
How are we, Connor? Do you know, before the show I said to Connor, I kind of wanted to, you know, give a little confessional. It's time to get confessional in here, Connor. I have been finding, since we've started doing the podcast, my relationship with food has gotten better. I've been trying to do intuitive eating. I've been like, diet culture's bullshit, you know. Really look, as we've been dissecting every diet we've ever done, and we've been like, this is crazy, you know, diets, don't do diets, you know, fad diets don't work. Yeah. Diets don't work. But in the last few weeks, I have to say, I just, like, my self-confidence has crumbled. My body image has crumbled. I'm in the real time of transition, which is like, you know, job changing and moving and all that sort of stuff. So like, you know, when you're, I was sick as well. And like, you start comfort eating, which, by the way, is absolutely fine to do, but totally judging myself about it, comparing myself to other of my friends who are, you know, thinner, naturally thinner people, smaller people, all this sort of stuff. And I was, honestly, before we even recorded the show, was like, maybe I'll just start a new diet tomorrow. Dun, dun, dun. Like, I genuinely had that thought. And I was like, what if I did a diet tomorrow? What if I did this? What if I blah, blah, blah. And I was just going down the rabbit hole of, you know, diet culture and being like, oh, maybe I'll start this crazy exercise regime. And you know what I mean? Maybe I'll just punish myself and I'll get back to this whatever way I thought I looked a few weeks ago. Like, and the funny thing is, it's probably, what, a few pounds or something, but in your mind and the way you look at yourself, how much it affects you. And I just was like, yo, I gotta say it at the start of this episode, because even though we talk about diet culture all the time, we talk about, you know, the anti-diet sort of movement and like trying to fight the way that we've all been in this cycle. A lot of people, you know, so from disordered eating and all that, but like in most of our life that like we've all been affected by this. And yet I still, in the last few weeks, have been kind of falling down this trap. And like, it's like Instagram knows, because suddenly there's like these before and after photos showing up in my feed, you know, from nowhere. Same with TikTok. And yeah, I just thought I'd say it and be like, I'm not going to do the, you know, dieting thing. But like, I don't really want to see friends because I'm afraid they've lost weight and then I'll compare myself to them and it'll trigger. I don't want the summer to come now and we're hopefully coming out of lockdown and vaccinations. I don't want to show up to places just in case people thought I've put on weight or I don't feel good about myself. All of this stuff is creeping into my mind, and I'm a person who comes on this show and talks about how crazy these things are, and yet I'm still as susceptible as anyone to them. So I just thought I'd start the show by saying that. That's exactly where I am right now, trying to fight it with all my might and will, But that's just kind of where my headspace is at the moment. And it's crap.
Grace,
it's just crap.
Thanks so much for sharing that. And thanks for saying that. Imagine I was like, oh, this is awkward. I can't believe she said all that. Wow.
I'd love if you were like, you know, Grace, I was going to say you have put on a few.
No, man. Like, I mean, you know, I feel for you because I relate to so much of that. And when you said that to me, oh, I want to talk about this beforehand, I was like, yeah, because I'm feeling very similar at the moment.
Really?
You know, I felt like for a while there, things were going quite well. I was kind of developing that healthier relationship with food and kind of exercise and stuff. And then, you know, I think it's something to do with kind of the pattern of the year, you know, and how you kind of get caught up in, you know, maybe in January, as we talked about in our New Year's resolution show, like, you know, in January, you're eating less kind of junk food and maybe you're exercising more and you're kind of sticking at it. But then like the year starts to kick in and there's events and birthdays and there's bad things happen, good things happen, and all of them acquire some sort of celebratory or comfort food.
Yeah.
And then you suddenly start to creep up into the summer and you go, oh shit, I'm like, this is the same. This is the same as the last year, and there's no sign of a beach bod approaching for me anyway. And then there's that added kind of aspect of the lockdown, because I'm sure there's so many people who are like, oh, I can't wait to get out of lockdown, can't wait to get out of quarantine and show off all of the excellent work I've been doing with my exercising at home and eating right and all that.
Yeah.
So there is that
quote unquote eating right.
Exactly. Yeah. So there is that kind of concern of, oh, well, what are people going to think when they see me after not seeing me for so many months? Are they going to think, oh, they're looking pretty good, they lost a few pounds? Or, oh, Jesus, they let themselves go in lockdown.
Yes.
And not that we're going around thinking about that about everyone. We're probably thinking about that about ourselves more than anything else. Yeah. But I do think it's important to kind of state these things at the top of the show, because I don't think either of us would want our listeners to think that we're like totally above and immune to all of this stuff.
Yeah.
This diet culture stuff that is just a constant kind of part of our lives. And I hope that by going through this episode, it might kind of help us hit the reset button a little bit, and maybe for some of our listeners as well, and just kind of try to kind of laugh at it again and, you know, help get our heads above water. Like,
and I actually think that you hit on a really good point there of the seasonal thing.
Yeah, big time.
Where really always before summer, it's always been a repetition in my life before summer, the panic, the setting in of the panic, where I'm like, oh my God, here we go. It's going to get warmer. Clothes are going to get thinner and more, you know what I mean? Like racy. And in my, I'm just going,
well,
out
that's what
long.
Happens to me anyway.
Yeah. Speedo season. But, you know, all of that starts setting in and I'm like, oh my God, here we go. You know, not that, like, once again, everybody is a beach body, all of these things, but it's what naturally happens to me around this time of year. And the fact that even saying it out loud, I'm like, oh yeah, this is a pattern.
It's such a weird pattern.
Why am I doing this? Why can't I never help myself? Why do I not treat myself like I would treat a friend in this situation? And like, as well, I have to say, you know, I'm one of probably for a lot of people, I said this to my sister last night, I'm usually one of the bigger people in the room, you know, no matter, you know, I just usually am. And sometimes, even around my loved ones, when they talk about wanting to be at a smaller size and all this, I'm like, you are smaller than me.
Yeah.
That's actually really hard to hear. And I know I can't put that on you. You have to live your life. But it's sometimes, I have to admit, very difficult for me to hear those things.
I totally hear you. And I've absolutely been, you know, the biggest person in the room with much smaller people, you know, saying like, oh my God, I'm disgusting pig because I'm 4 pounds overweight. And I'm like, well, try 40 pounds overweight or try, you know, more or whatever, right? But, you know, over the years, I think because we're always kind of analyzing this stuff, the more I think about it, the more I realize, like, you know, yes, there is the number on the scales is, you know, a measure of how heavy you are. But really, fat is a feeling, You know, it's the reason why you can be, you know, say 50 pounds over your, you know, quote unquote healthy target weight, whatever you want to call it, right? You can be 50 pounds over that weight, lose 10 pounds and feel amazing, right? Put 2 pounds on. Put 2 pounds back on and feel like absolute garbage. It's because it's this whole kind of like experience thing, you know? Yeah. So like, so that, and that, and that's also why someone who is, you know, 300 pounds, whatever that you would like term like obese or clinically obese, they can feel amazing because of their mindset around it and because of their life experience, you know, and their attitude. So I think, as much as it does kind of irk me from time to time when like a really kind of thin or fit person, when a thin friend of mine posts their before photo online and I'm like, that's my after picture. Your before photo is my after picture. You know what I mean? Like, I used to get really pissed off at that. But the more I kind of think about it, the more I'm like, it's a feeling, you know, it really is a feeling. And they're not looking at me going, oh, well, at least I'm not as big as this guy here. They're just going like, oh, I'm horrible and fat because I had an extra serving of whatever for dinner last night, you know?
It is all relative. Anyone can feel like this. They, you know, a model who's just done Victoria's Secret, I'm sure, comes off and will compare herself to someone who has a half an inch thinner thigh than she does. Everyone can feel like this. But yeah, I just think it's important to talk about it. This is, and obviously we're listen, the laughs will start soon, lads, you know what I mean? But, you know.
We're not.
Maybe this is just going to be not a funny show. But I think that, I just had to say it. Because actually as well, I'm like, do you know what? Sometimes I don't say these things and I start these weird habits of like extreme dieting. I might cut myself off from friends. I might, you know, really, really be so self-critical and start to really hate myself. And I'm like, what is the point? Like, I am 32. I've learned a little bit by now. You know, I've just been through a bloody year and a half of a pandemic where most of everyone's life that I know has been disrupted and a lot of people have been so horribly affected by it. What is the point that now we're coming to a part of freedom and suddenly I'm going to be like, you know, now's the time to really be so self-critical about yourself and hate yourself. My body has done fantastic things. I will continue to do fantastic things. And I'm so lucky to be healthy. Jesus Christ.
Totally.
Like. So, it's just something I had to say out loud. And I thought the podcast, when people have to listen to us, is the best place to do it. But, and I hope, you know, it makes someone feel better at home. Someone's feeling like this, guys. I do it all the time. And actually, one thing I want to say, I took a video the other day. I was holding my niece, my newborn niece. And I was singing Wyclef Jean's Perfect Gentleman to her, because I think every baby needs to hear it, just because she dances loco, it don't make her a home.
Oh, that's a great song.
But
love that song.
Great song. And I was just dancing in the kitchen holding her and my brother took a video of it. And I saw the video and now listen, I did look shocking and I was just
like, delete like, that video and, now.
But you know when you're like, you know when you're like, how dare you, sir, for taking a video like that of me? But I was like, oh my God, in my head, like I'm fucking, you know, excuse my language, I'm hideous. And blah, blah. I was pointing out everything I thought was wrong with my body, face, hair, life. And then I was thinking, in 18 years time, when my niece is watching this, probably from a chip in her head or something, I don't know how they're going to watch things in the future. She will just be watching it going, look how insane my auntie is singing Wyclef Jean to me as a baby. Like she'll just be watching it with happiness and love and laughing hope. You know what I mean? Like, I doubt she's going to go like, Jesus, no, you really should have, you really should have been on a very restrictive diet, Auntie Grace. Like, but if she is, maybe she'll be an asshole and I'll be like, listen, you're cut off.
And if she's listening this now, all hail our Martian overlords. That's all I have to say. Today we're talking about one of my favorite bizarre weight loss shows out there.
Okay.
It's an American show and I'm just going to throw the title your way and see what you get from the title, right? The title of this show is Fit Too Fat Too Fit. What do you get from that title? What springs to mind? What kind of show do you think we're going to be watching today?
Okay. Fit to Fat to Fit. So first of all, it's going to be a show that I imagine doesn't deal with the whole body image and fitness and health in a way that isn't exploitative. I imagine it's going to be in the pit of my stomach. I'm getting some negative vibes. I'm kind of afraid that what they're doing is getting traditionally looking fit people, fattening them up. Sorry. Like, as in some sort of weird, sort of like, once again, like, I feel like some sort of, they'll be in some like cattle mart and they're just fattening them up and then making right. them try and get fit again. That is the worst case scenario that I'm, like, my most dystopian style of show. Which, by the way, I still feel like definitely could be made. And I can imagine in a pitch someone being like, let's just fatten up some, you know, fit.
Amazing.
Like, if you got a fitfluencer and like.
A fatfluencer?
I want to be a fatfluencer. My new comedian, fatfluencer, Grace Mulvey. That's what I want. Yeah.
Fat ambassador.
Do I get my own, like, what do they, consulate? And like, what's my flag is just a huge like pithing alert. That's just my flag yeah. outside my consulate. Love it.
Yeah. Well, Grace, look, you're not far off. And when I say you're not far off, I mean,
no.
you are dead on. You say fatten up, I'm picturing, do you remember Homer Simpson in Hell with the donuts being fed into him?
He's
strapped into the machine and he eats all the donuts.
Or when that other episode where Homer wants to get on disability, like,
oh
he
my
wants
god
to work from home,
the 300 pounds,
which, by the way, now thinking back, I'm like, this is a very problematic
episode. Yeah. Of course.
Where he's wearing a muumuu. Yeah.
He's wearing the muumuu. He has to.
Yeah.
His hands are too fat to dial the phone.
He has to. They offer him a garbage size bag of popcorn if he leaves the cinema because he won't fit. Like, all those things are genuine.
It's so bad, actually, now that you mention it. Yeah. And Grace, that's what we grew up watching. You know what I mean? Kids. Those were our formative years, and we're watching like the main, basically one of the main characters of this like show that was just on like constantly. It was dealing with weight in a very unusual way, often comedic, but that was kind of the big kind of episode where it just really got out of control, right?
I absolutely think A Fridge Too Far being the name of that film is absolutely hilarious. Like, I love a pun, but like, when you think about
that's it, just Homer, it's just good
comedy.
That's
literally right, that's just good writing. I'm sorry, but give them the Emmy and give them the Oscar.
Fit to fat to fit, right? Most weight loss reality shows are about people trying to lose weight and get fit. Well, what if there was a show that was the opposite of that?
Oh god.
Plus that. Oh my so god. Basically.
I actually, like, I'm hyperventilating. I can't believe
this,
I got it right.
So this is a show that I used to watch for inspiration to get fit, right? Okay. Members of the public with lifelong weight problems and elevated body weights enlist the help of a personal trainer to help them get fit. But how can a personal trainer possibly know what it's like to lose all that weight? So the personal trainer has 4 months to stop working out, start eating badly, and put on a lot of weight so that they can train with their new client and lose the weight together.
You are joking.
Fit to fat to fit. Yeah.
Okay, Connor, can I ask you a question? Because I actually have never heard of this show, so I cannot believe. And I'm a professional TV watcher. How long did this show run for?
Okay, good question. So the show kicked off in 2016. Season one. It had 2016. Yeah, this is very recently. Yeah. They had their second season, I think, was about 2018.
Okay.
Very recently. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Then, of course, you know, 2020 is probably a bit of a difficult production year, I'm assuming. I don't know that for a fact. But I did see somewhere that there is a season 3 in the works.
How in this time are we still producing these shows? Do you know what's so funny? I feel like the contestants, the personal trainers who have to quote unquote get fat, I feel like quarantine would be just the perfect about a year. It would just be like, well, I'm just gonna go for it. I'm gonna go for a year of doing this. Yeah.
So Grace, like Let me see. I'm going to give you a little bit of an origin story of where this came from, and then we'll talk about it, and then we'll look at some clips, okay? Yeah. So in 2011, personal trainer Drew Manning decided to give up his healthy lifestyle and start subsisting on a diet of fast food and sugary drinks for 6 months to show his clients how to work their way back to health, right? So he was basically using himself as like a human guinea pig, right?
Yeah.
It started as a blog, then it became a book, and then it became the reality series that we're going to be really talking about today. He said that as a personal trainer, he failed again and again to help his heaviest clients get fit. So he put on 75 pounds, which is about 5.5 stone. He put on 75 pounds in 6 months, and he developed a fatty liver and the kidneys of an alcoholic, is what his doctor said. But most of all, he lost his abs. No more abs.
Oh, devastating.
Tragedy. Tragedy.
That's
right?
A tragedy. Yeah.
So with his personal training experience, he basically put his money where his mouth was, and he worked out and ate right and got back to his former weight and fitness level, and most of all, gained empathy so he could help his clients lose weight from a place of personal experience. Well, I lost in fat, I gained in empathy.
If you don't have that thing called empathy, you're a psychopath. Like, watch a psychopath gain weight.
I developed human emotions, emotional intelligence through eating hot dogs and brownies for breakfast.
From psychopath to empathy to psychopath. That's what they should just call it.
So on this show, what do you think an episode of the show is going to look like? What do you think we're going to see on a show like this?
Okay, so can I ask you, the guy who wrote the book and everything, is he actually involved in the reality TV series as well?
It's more so just using his story. That origin story that I gave you, that's almost like a jumping off point for the show. Like, if you could imagine the opening kind of minute of the show is him telling that story, showing some before and after and...
Yes.
Before and after pics. I don't know what... Before, after, before. Or before, after,
I don't know if
after.
It's like... The picture is just the same. And she's like, here's me without empathy. Here's me with empathy. Here's me without empathy again. Okay, so I would imagine an episode is like, you know, a trainer going, you know, talking to bigger people without any empathy and being like, I don't understand you. You're not a human being like me. Me be human being. You be no human being. You big. And then... And then go
me strong yeah. you fat me strong
me good you bad you bobo boy. And then I have a feeling that the personal trainer is like, I don't understand why these people aren't just exactly like me and getting the exact same results as me, because although we're all different human beings, surely they should look the exact same way as me by eating and drinking the same way as me all the time. No excuses, no lifestyle differences, no changes in life at all. And then being like, okay, well, I suppose what I'll do is go the total opposite and eat such ridiculous food that actually no one would eat every single day. To gain weight and, of course, really put my health at risk. But then be like, look, I'm like you fat people. Bo, 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 fat people, bad people, bo, bo, boy.
Me
and then,
fat now, was strong, now fat.
He was like, before I was able to travel by vine on tree, but now too fat, vine, snap. But I think then...
Now take bus, sad.
But then, you know, I think then, you know, once he has done this ridiculous thing to his body and that's really off the other end of the spectrum and sort of goes like, look how fat people are so bad and they get their liver so fatty and blah, blah, blah. And then he goes back to being fit and then uses his other really restrictive lifestyle on the other end of the spectrum to be fit again and then go, look, I'm so much better now, but I do realise what it was like to be fat, but not change any of my ways and still expect you to follow my lead. Is that kind of what I'm getting?
You're kind of spot on. Imagine he just put on the weight and then just fucked off and worked out and was like, see, I could do it, fatty. No, you try. And then...
Is that kind of what I'm getting?
You're very close, and like as in very, very, very close. And basically, what I think is very interesting about this is the format. You know, we talked about the formats on our Super Size versus Super Skinny episode and how it kind of feeds into this, the audience's need for consuming stories. So like, you know, again, you have a kind of a character who's trying to reach a goal. It just so happens in this case, his goal that we're like rooting for him for the first half of the episode is to put on weight as opposed to the usual putting off, taking off weight. So it's a very interesting show. And I'm not going to lie. Like, I mean, you know, we said it before about the other weight loss shows in the past. Like, I was into this show. When I first saw the words fit to fat to fit, I was like, I know exactly what that show is and I am going to find it. It's not on Irish TV, so I'm going to find that show and I'm going to watch it. And I watched, I think I watched like maybe five or six episodes and then I was like, okay, I got it. But there are so many interesting revelations throughout the show, which is why I can see why people are legitimizing it, why people are going like, yeah, like he's learning and he's in their shoes and all of these kind of moments. So let's just watch. I have a couple of clips, actually. So let's watch a few of them here and we can kind of get a vibe of the kind of structure of an episode. There are a bunch of episodes, a bunch of different people. There are male and female trainers who kind of take this thing on. I've kind of focused on just the one guy, but his experience is quite, you know, kind of standard.
Yeah. So far what we're seeing, what I'm seeing in front of me is a very traditional looking gym space. It looks like some sort of HIIT exercise class.
Yes.
There is a very beautiful sculpted woman. Love the fake tan. I wonder if she uses cocoa brown. And everyone's on the ground doing those horrific, what do you call it? You know, and they're mountain climbers.
Yes.
Which I think should be made illegal.
They should be banned. All of these exercises should be banned.
Yeah. When Bonnie and I first met, we were both into physical fitness. I met her in the gym and she didn't even remember my face. I saw her later on where I worked and she said, oh, you're the guy with the vein in his arm. In the last 15 years, she and I have really been side by side. I wonder what's going to happen. I've always been fit around Bonnie and I can't help but wonder if she's going to be unattracted to me or if I'm going to push her away, just feeling unworthy.
If you lost 5 pounds of fat, that's what you lost. That's only 5 pounds of fat. This is 5 pounds of muscle.
Listen, don't throw away your investment. This was really hard and it's really precious. All right? Don't go and get this. Being overweight is definitely a choice. I'm going to get hate mail. I don't care. Nobody is overweight by accident. At some point, you put something in your mouth that didn't belong there.
Can I just say the last thing he said there was, at some point you put something in your mouth that didn't belong there.
Yes.
Story of my sex life. No, that's such a bad joke.
Title of your sex, but, or your sex tape, yeah.
Yeah, title of my sex tape. But, okay, straight away my reaction to that. First of all, I love a couple who jog with two massive dogs very naturally in the middle of what looks like a highway. Because that's literally the start of the clip. You know what I find really interesting, right? What I find interesting is already that personal trainer was sitting there and he's like, he is this very muscular man, which by the way, like those muscles that he has, they're so defined that I'm like, oh wow, this is your full-time job. Like, is he like, you don't do anything else other than stay fit.
And he's
by
not
the way,
just like a physically fit man. He's like a fitness model, literally a fitness
model.
Yeah,
he's almost like a bodybuilder. That sort of thing means like 24/7, no straying from a very such a restrictive diet that actually would be considered sort of disordered eating.
Sure.
Right? That's actually the God's honest truth, right? But he sat there. And what's so funny is before he's even going to get to the fat bit to see what life is like as a fat person, he already is saying, I wonder if my partner's going to be attracted to me, if I'm going to push her away, if it's going to affect things in my life, if I'm going to be treated differently. So already he actually does know that being a fat person or a bigger person has these challenges, that people are going to treat you differently. He's already well aware of this. So already I'm like, I call bullshit on the fact that that these people are like, I wonder what it's like for bigger. Already the fears you have, you know what bigger people go through. So like, that's what's so funny. You're already admitting, yeah, I kind of do know what it's like. It must be a bit crap because people like me walk around going, it's a choice. You're like, okay. And also when they're holding up the fat, I remember this so clearly. They basically like hold up the fat. If you haven't seen the, like, obviously if you've never seen something like that before, I've been shown this probably 3 or 4 times in my life in different diet programs. They hold up this like floppy yellow foamy thing, and it's like it jiggles, like it's like a gelatin, right? And they're like, I've never touched that before.
Have you touched one of them before?
It feels like touching my entire body. Yeah.
Have you not touched yourself?
Connor, it's basically me touching my stomach and going, hello, good morning. So I have touched it. You know what they did once in a Weight Watchers meeting? Oh, it's gas. To kind of churn us off eating chocolate, they got a giant size bar of Dairy Milk chocolate, the best chocolate in the world, by the way. Don't come at me, but they got a giant bar, and then they sellotaped this 5 pounds of fat to it and made us all hold it. They passed it around the group, and then they went, oh yeah, now feel that, ladies, that could be on your body. Do you want to eat that chocolate now? And like, once again, straight away in my mind, it was like, yes, I definitely do. Like, this has not in any way affected me at all. Also, the little thing of like,
can I wipe it down before I eat it?
Imagine in the meeting, I just took a big old bite. And I was like, yeah, Denise, I will eat this. And then I just took a bite of the fat and the chocolate. But yeah, that's one of my traumatic experiences with fat. But that's my first instinct was seeing that clip already, and the fact that he has this thing of like, it's a choice. God, Jesus Christ, it just really upsets me.
I feel like, you know, that whole thing of, yeah, being fat is a choice, come at me, hate mail, all that. I feel like that's very kind of like reality TV kind of bravado that you would kind of be coached to say that. Yeah. Like, I mean, you might not necessarily, like, I'm assuming, like, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt.
No, absolutely. I'd say a producer is like, here, we need a kind of, you know.
Yeah, remember that thing you said to us privately when we were casting you for the show? Do you mind kind of saying that? And he's like, yeah, screw it, I'll put my cards on the table. And I think that's kind of setting him up as being a bit of kind of like an asshole, and like, look how far he's going to kind of go on this journey.
One other thing, can I just say, sorry, at the end of that clip, he says, don't get rid of your investment. He kind of said something like, he holds up the piece of fake muscle. Yeah. So he was holding a piece of face muscle, and he was like, you've gained this muscle, don't throw away your investment, to this room full of women who've just finished a workout. And already, like, that's like the most guilt-ridden type of motivation. Basically going, you've done this workout, and instead of being like fair play, being like, now you basically could go out and ruin it by going outside and eating something you enjoy. So don't do that. And it's like, what? I didn't pay for you to, like, I'm sure they're paying insane money and being like, now I'm threatened. When are you going to find me and kill me if I lose this muscle? Like, what's going on?
So after that, basically, so we get a little profile on him, and then we introduce the person who is going to be his client, right? Now, I've decided not to really show too much of her perspective because we've kind of seen that a million times on, you know, reality shows. So then after we get that profile on her, they meet, and he basically, they have this meeting, right? So.
Oh, so they don't already have a relationship. I thought.
No, they don't. Okay. They are paired up on this show, and they meet for the first time, right?
The reason we've prolonged this for 4 months is to give me time to gain 45 pounds.
Shut up.
So.
Oh my God, Steve.
My fitness, I've kind of put it in that high place. And I think you're worthy for me to lay that down and, you know.
So, don't cry, I'm so sorry.
It's something I'm willing to do if it changes your life, and if other people can watch this and they can learn from it, then why not share it with everybody, right? So we're gonna learn a lot together.
Oh my God, so we're gonna work out together and lose it together.
Absolutely.
That clip was tough to watch. That was very tough to watch. Darren just sent a note saying to us, fucking hell, this show is outrageous. Absolutely, Darren.
Grace, why do you feel like that was tough to watch?
Do you know what was so sad was, first of all, I felt for him because you could tell actually that his body changing is a really big deal to him. And one thing I don't think people talk about enough is the people in the fitness industry, the strain actually on their body to keep up with this unrealistic standard that this man, it is an unrealistic standard. He must work his heart out to look like this all the time. For the fact that it's actually for him getting bigger and stuff probably isn't as much about the health thing, but about the control, like giving over that control is really difficult and accepting your body's going to change. You could see it really affected him. But what really made me so sad was how sad she was that this man was going to get bigger, and how much
like
she
her.
Was like, she was like, I can't believe you'd do this to me. You'd swear the man was saying, listen, I'm going to give you all my kidneys. And she's like, oh my God, you're giving me your kidneys. You know, what he's saying is, yeah, I'm gonna gain a bit of weight. And she was so, thinks that's such a big sacrifice that she was devastated and really upset for him. And I think, God, you know what's so funny? The amount of times I have been asked by society or whatever to change my body to a smaller body, and no one thinks that's a sacrifice. But to change your body to a bigger body is seen as such a sacrifice, because at the end of the day, and I mean this by a societal way, not the way I think, being bigger is worse. So it's seen as a sacrifice to be bigger, but to be smaller and to continually diet and to continually sacrifice and to continually put yourself and your body through actually what we now know through research is worse. Then, you know what I mean? Like, if you just let your body be, is not seen as a sacrifice. Yeah. And that's really sad, because that woman is being asked to change her body and she doesn't think it's a sacrifice, but he is being asked to change his body. Both of them are devastated. And that really upsets me to watch.
Absolutely. And you know what, Grace? Like, very well said. And that's a common reaction. You know what I mean? Like that, you know, the people crying, the people going like, oh no, like, I mean, I'm sure I've seen even bigger reactions from people being like, no, don't destroy your body the way I've destroyed mine.
Destroy.
Like,
you know, my God. You know,
Like, so it's really tough. And like, I mean, you know, there, like, even I have to say, even though I've already seen this episode, even though I've gone through this episode and picked out clips, even watching that scene, that part of me that consumes TV and stories, I'm like, I want to see where this goes. You know, I want to see, I want to follow the
straight away, straight away. I want to know what he looks like bigger. Away. I want to
exactly.
know. I also want to know what he looks like without that outrageous amount of fake tan. Because right now,
don't think
and I know no
happen.
One can see it.
That's not part of the contract, Grace. That's not part of the contract. No, that's very strict stipulation. The fake tan stays on. It's not called fit to fat to fake tanless. I don't know.
It'd be tan to pale to tan. And that's just what the show should be, is me seeing various shades of this man's tan. I just really want to see the tan budget in the production, because this guy's fake tan is off the charts, ladies. It is proper going to coppers. You know what I mean? The fake tan you do going to coppers or during the All
That's
Ireland
the name
final.
Of his tanning salon, coppers, because they turn your skin copper.
By the way, to any of our international listeners, Coppers is a club in Dublin that everyone must go to at least once in their life. It's a real experience.
So what comes after this, after they have their first meeting, she gets to go home and just live her life for 4 months. She doesn't take part now for another 4 months. Then he begins a 4 month transfatmation. No, they don't say that. I just made that word
they
up.
They don't. No,
so basically, they part ways. He now has 4 months to gain 45 pounds, right?
Okay.
And to do
straight away, no one would ever really do that in their life. Like, a bigger person wouldn't gain 45 bloody pounds in 4 months.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
So to do this, he has to stop working out and increase his caloric intake. I'll give you an idea of the figures of the calories in a bit, but for now, let's just watch. So we're kind of into his first night here. When we come into this clip, his first night having just eaten a massive meal at a restaurant. this is a fun one.
Love you.
After a lifetime of eating clean, Steve's body isn't prepared for this radical change in diet.
I'm just feeling super full, and the nausea is just coming in waves.
I thought I was going to get sick at the table, but as soon as I got some fresh air and stood up, I feel okay. But even as I say that, I have to get another wave. So, okay, so this is really sad, but I'm kind of hoping I hang in there until I get the cookies. Until I get the cookies and cream fondue. And then, you know, that's probably going to be it. I'm going to throw in the towel. It's either going to come up or I'm going home, man. But I'm going to finish this meal. Excuse me. Oh, boy.
Is that right?
Yeah, just not feeling good. We're going to have to go.
Oh, God, that is rough to watch. Also, just hilarious that he burped straight into the camera. Fair play to him. But he is, like, also for this guy, right? You know, to be, once again, as we said, for his physique to stay the way it is.
Yeah.
Like, you've heard actors talking about how they'd, like, actors would talk about, like, say, the Marvel movies and stuff. Like, the stuff that they just, they are constantly, like, playing chicken, like, 45 times a day to, you know, to stay in that shape. So for him to suddenly go to this meal that's, like, obviously, you know, oil and different, you know, different spices, different type of fats, different
carbs,
whatever.
Carbs and sugars. And
yeah. Of course, that must be horrendous for him. His body is literally getting an injection of, like, so many different foods. It's like going to a different country and, you know, you eat a meal for the first night and it just might have different. And, like, your body is like, I need to get
to adapt
straight away because I have to adapt to this. That's what's happening to him here. And he just is like, I can't handle this at all. It must really freak him out. It's genuinely like watching a different type of eating disorder because he has eaten a certain way probably for so long that this is like being hit by a car or something. Like, his body is literally like, I can't take this. Yeah.
It's got to be such a shock to the system. Like, just physically, that amount of food going into your digestive tract is, your body is literally going to be, and what the hell is going on? Something is terribly wrong. And then to also remove, like, how much must he have been working out? You know, like,
oh,
he was
God,
probably
yeah.
like
yeah.
every day in the gym and then working with clients, probably one of these guys who's up at 6 a.m. in the gym, all that sort of thing, doing lots of cardio, doing lots of weights, all that. And now he's just not to do that at all.
Like, that's a lot of work. Do you know what I mean? Like, I mean, the tan alone, I'd say he's working out while in the, I'd say he is like doing Kegels in the tanning bed.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. But
you don't want to waste that. You don't want to waste that tan time.
You know, yeah. Also, can I just say, if you're for your first meal, to choose fondue as the dessert is an insane option. I think that's the last thing. It's like he went for a big curry and a pint. I'm like, pal, maybe you need to like ease yourself in. Do you know what
yeah,
I mean?
like you're totally right. Ease yourself in.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, this is purely where the kind of spectacle of it being a TV show comes into it.
Yeah.
It's not like, okay, look, week one, we're going to increase by 1,000 calories. Week two, we're going to go. It's like, no, it's like day one, eat 5,000 calories in one meal, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like, in before that clip kicks off, he's eating pizza, like in that restaurant, he's eating pizzas, he's eating pasta, he's eating all that stuff and he's enjoying it. But then by the time we met him in our clip, he's like very uncomfortable and the dessert comes out and he has cookies and cream fondue, which basically looks like a bowl of melted hot Oreos in glue.
I mean,
and with a cake on the side.
Yeah, it had this Madeira cake on the side. And I was like, this doesn't even look appealing. Like, as in, like, I love a dessert. Like, you know what I mean? Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But this actually doesn't look that appealing. I wouldn't be like, let's get fondue. It's like he went like, let's get the foie gras, creme brulee, you know what I mean? Pate. It's like he went for every crazy. But that's it. That's the TV show thing. They want to jump. It's like, it's a bit like, I suppose, the kind of McDonald's documentary. What would happen if you had McDonald's?
Supersize me. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
That must be it, you know? And I think as well, like, if you were to kind of like speak to him in his own language, like if someone wanted to become a bodybuilder, for example, like an elite bodybuilder, day one, they would not be lifting the heaviest weight, you know? So this is like, and he knows this, you know, he very much knows this. So to buy into this, I like, this is coming from like, yeah, you're totally right. Supersize Me, this idea of actors bulking up to put on weight where they just eat stupid amounts of food and it's a bit of fun and it's all the things.
Yeah.
Like, because a lot of these foods that they eat are foods that have been kind of restricted to them over yes. their life, you know, that they would have maybe as a cheat meal or on a cheat day. So to then just suddenly have them all in one meal, it's just absolute madness, right? So
I really hate the term cheat meal, by the way, and cheat day. I feel like I'm almost like, are you having an affair while you're doing this? I just don't like, why are we calling it cheating? It's such a weird thing. You're not married to your diet. Like, I just don't call it cheat meal. It's so annoying.
Hey there, Fat Camp fam. I hope you're enjoying this episode all about fit to fat to fit. As usual, these diet shows seem to have a lot of content for me and Grace to talk about. So we decided to split this one into two parts. You can find the next part of Fit to Fat to Fit coming up next week. And make sure to tune in because you'll get to hear a very special ad that we've created especially for this show. Thanks so much for your continued support and see you next time.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.